This is Dennis Body welcoming you to an encore stream from LACMA Sundays Live. In an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19, all Sundays Live programs at St. James Church are canceled until further notice. In the meantime, we'll be streaming previously aired programs each Sunday at 6 p.m. on MixLR. You can access the MixLR live stream at sundayslive.org. For other interesting free digital content, please visit the redesigned LACMA.org homepage, LACMA at Home. We invite you to listen to past Sunday's live concerts on demand at KUSC.org. This evening we have a repeat performance from May 27, 2018, with emerging artists, chamber ensembles from the Ed and Murray Edelman Chamber Music Institute of the Colburn School. This is Dennis Body welcoming you to Sundays Live, Southern California's longest-running live broadcast series, brought to you each week for more than 25 years now from LACMA. The program is available on demand from KUSC.org. For the live stream, go to sundayslive.org. This evening, we welcome chamber ensembles from the Colburn School's Ed and Murray Edelman Chamber Music Institute. Two works by Brahms are among the various music on this evening's wide-ranging program. We begin with the Scherzo movement from the third and last of that composer's three piano quartets, his Opus 60. Although sketches for the quartet date back as far as 1855, when Brahms was just 22, the final work did not appear until some 20 years later. We'll hear the second movement, the Scherzo marked Allegro, from the Piano Quartet No. 3 in C minor, Opus 60, of Johannes Brahms. Please welcome these musicians from the Colburn School: Hao Shan Hu, piano; Josephine Kim, violin; Dasi Knight, viola; and Mei Hota, cello. Their coaches are Maya Jasper and Rahulo Martinez. Thank you. We've heard music of Johannes Brahms, the Scherzo movement from the Piano Quartet No. 3 in C minor, Opus 60. Music of Brahms in this program featuring chamber ensembles from the Colburn School's Ed and Marie Edelman Chamber Music Institute. From 1887, showcasing the emergence of the full maturity of composer Gabriel Fauré, who was by then in his early 40s, comes our next music. This time it's the opening movement we'll hear, and it's from the Piano Quartet No. 2 in G minor, Opus 45, in the always turbulent key of G minor. Please welcome from the Colburn School, Richard Chi, piano, Abigail Yuhan, violin, Lydia Plaut, viola, and Hyesong Lee, cello. Their coaches are Mika Yui and Gina Coletti, for music of Gabriel Fauré.
Thank you.
We've heard the opening movement of the Piano Quartet No. 2, Opus 45 of Gabriel Fauré on this chamber music edition of Sundays Live, featuring chamber ensembles from the Colburn School's Ed and Murray Edelman Chamber Music Institute. Before he was ready to face the challenge of writing string quartets, Beethoven produced a substantial series of trios for strings, a form in which Mozart composed only one significant work. Beethoven's Opus 9 includes three string trios, the last of which ends with the presto we'll hear next. From the string trio in C minor, Opus 9, Number 3, the final movement is marked presto. From the Colburn School, we'll hear Charmaine Lee violin, Albert Zhao viola, and Sarah Elizabeth Lee cello. They're coached by Tina Chu.
Thank you.
Music by Beethoven, the final presto movement from his Opus 9, No. 3, String Trio in C minor, on this edition of Sundays Live. In addition to his three piano trios, Brahms wrote one trio with horn and one near the end of his life, which was scored for clarinet, cello, and piano. As he did with his two clarinet sonatas, Brahms authorized a version of the trio with viola substituting for the clarinet. Here to perform the opening allegro from the trio Opus 114 in A minor are John Gibb, piano, Andy Park, viola, and Claire Park, cello. They're coached by John Walls and Rejulo Martinez. Music of Johannes Brahms.
Thank you.
music of Johannes Brahms, the opening allegro from his trio in A minor, opus 114, normally known as the clarinet trio, but we heard the version with piano, viola, and cello on this chamber ensemble edition from the Colburn School's Ed and Murray Edelman Chamber Music Institute. The last two composers on this program are rarely encountered, but their works provide ample opportunities for the showcasing of talented players. Scored for a quartet of wind instruments, our next work dates from 1954 and is the work of French composer Eugène Beaux-Arts, who was born in 1905. This music bears a simple but evocative title in French, Three Pieces of Night Music, Trois Pièces pour une Musique de Nuit. Please welcome Melinda Shue, flute, Helen Skilbred, oboe, Jenny Yoon, clarinet, and Hever Hernandez, bassoon. Their coach is Karen Lundgren. The music is by Eugène Beaux-Arts.
Thank you.
We've heard three pieces for a night music, three pieces of night music by the French composer Eugène Beaux-Arts on this edition of Sundays Live. Spanish composers are not, for the most part, found on lists of those who've written chamber music, but Joaquín Turina is an exception. Composed in the same format as music heard earlier this evening by Brahms and Fauré, Turina's 1933 piano quartet, his Opus 67, concludes with a two-part final movement, which also concludes our program. It's in two tempo markings, andante then allegretto, from the piano quartet in A minor, Opus 67, the third and final movement of this music by Joaquín Turina. Michael Groner is the pianist, Kelly Tsao will play violin, Nicholas Perkins viola, and Madeline Kim cello. These performers are coached by Rina Dokshitsky and Maya Jasper.
Thank you.
the concluding movement of the piano quartet in A minor, opus 67 of Joaquin Turina. Chamber ensembles from the Colburn School's Ed and Mari Edelman Chamber Music Institute on this edition of Sundays Live. The program comes to you each week from the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. This week, special thanks to Dean Robert McAllister of the Colburn School for his generous support of Sundays Live over the past 12 years. To learn more about supporting the series, visit our website at sundayslive.org and sign up for our weekly email program previews. Each Sunday's live concert is available for streaming or download from our broadcast partner, Classical KUSC. Visit KUSC.org and click on Radio on Demand. Sundays Live is produced and presented by the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. The piano for Sundays Live is provided by Yamaha Artist Services, New York. William Vestal is the artistic director for Sundays Live. Our audio engineers are Irving Artero, Ruth Regrani, Ricardo Guerra, and Jun Tianco. For Sundays Live, this is Dennis Boddy, inviting you to join us again next week. You've been listening to an encore presentation of LACMA Sundays Live, recorded at LACMA's Bing Theater in May 2018. In an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19, all Sundays Live programs at St. James Church are canceled until further notice. In the meantime, we'll be streaming previously aired programs each Sunday at 6 p.m. on MixLR. You can access the MixLR live stream at sundayslive.org. For other interesting free digital content, please visit the redesigned LACMA.org homepage, LACMA at Home. We invite you to listen to past Sundays Live concerts on demand at KUSC.org. Next Sunday, May 31st, we'll have another Sundays Live encore edition from February 2, 2020 at St. James in the City. We'll hear pianist Jiang Su from the New England Conservatory of Music in a program including Beethoven's Hammer Clavier Sonata, along with works by Bach and Schubert. This is Dennis Boddy, inviting you to join us then.